This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and the world mark 20 years since the September 11, 2001 attacks Saturday, with President Biden, two former presidents, and entertainer Bruce Springsteen among those marking the day in New York City. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Biden, Obama, and Clinton stood side by side somberly at the National September 11 Memorial. The president left the speaking to family members like Mike Lowe, who lost his daughter, Sarah, a flight attendant on one of the hijacked planes.
I find sustenance in a continuing appreciation for all of those who rose to be more than ordinary people.
Another speaker, Springsteen, who performed I'll See You in My Dreams. Most of the almost 3,000 people that died on 9/11 were in New York. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
At the Pentagon Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Americans must ensure that their fellow citizens know and understand what happened on September 11, 2001. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Austin spoke at a Pentagon ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. He noted that almost a quarter of the U.S. population was born after 9/11. He said that as the years march on, it's important that all Americans understand the significance of that day.
It is our responsibility to remember. And it is our duty to defend democracy.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley also spoke at the Pentagon, saying those who died on 9/11 believed in the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Their legacy lives on in the idea that is America. And no terrorist anywhere on earth can ever destroy that idea.
184 people died at the Pentagon on 9/11. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States has pulled missile defenses in Saudi Arabia amid a rise in Yemeni attacks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
American troops offload missiles at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Satellite photos analyzed by the AP show the U.S. has removed its most advanced missile defense system and Patriot batteries in recent weeks, even as the kingdom faces continued air attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels, while tens of thousands of American forces remain across the Arabian Peninsula as a counterweight to Iran. Gulf Arab nations worry about America's future plans as its military perceives a growing threat in Asia that requires those missile defenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran says the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency will be in Tehran Sunday for talks with Iranian officials. Iran's envoy to the IAEA said in a tweet that Rafael Grossi is scheduled to meet with Iran's vice president and the head of the country's atomic organization, Mohammad Eslami, on Sunday. It will be Grossi's first visit to the country since new President Ibrahim Raisi took office. The two sides are expected to issue a joint statement after the meeting. Talks between Iran and world powers over limiting Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief have been idle since June, and Raisi took office in August.
Thousands of Catalans rallied for independence from the rest of Spain in their first major mass gathering since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The march in Barcelona Saturday came before a meeting between regional leaders in northeast Catalonia and the Spanish government. They will try to find a solution to the political crisis caused by the separatist movement. However, the differences inside the Catalan separatist camp over the talks marked the rally. Some separatist leaders see the talks as a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get Spanish authorities to open the door to a referendum on secession. Others see the talks as pointless. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Emma Raducanu completed her historic run by beating Canadian Leila Fernandez 6-4, 6-3 to earn her first Grand Slam title. The British player was already the first player in the professional era to come through the qualifying rounds to reach the final of a major tournament. The 18-year-old made herself the youngest Grand Slam champion since 17-year-old Maria Sharapova won Wimbledon in 2004. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.